Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Total Information AM continues. It's 8:23, and joining me in studio is Michael Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning. We're the only tough, hard souls who were able to make it here today. Just kidding. No Hancock. He's down in Jefferson City getting ready for the inauguration.
He's putting together
the inauguration for Governor-elect Kehoe. And the festivities, I think, all start this weekend, etc. So he's caught up in that, but he'll be back with me next week.
Now, the big day for the inauguration, is it this Monday?
Yeah, it's this coming Monday for the governor's. And I guess they have a ball and something. We're going to talk to John about it, our regular political segment around 8:40. And he'll give us the lowdown of all the events that are taking place in Jefferson City. And there's a lot of hope in this Mike Kehoe administration, as St. Louis in particular is dealing with a lot of issues, that he may be able to bring a unique perspective to helping address some of them.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to know there'll be somebody from St. Louis in charge of the state, because it does feel like Jefferson City in general
demonizes St. Louis.
Yeah, tries to make things harder, not better.
So I've been in politics for 30 years, and the quickest way to make a bill toxic in Jefferson City is to make it about St. Louis. And I don't think that's unique, right? It probably happens in Illinois. It happens in Illinois because of the size of Chicago. You know, a lot of the growth that we've seen in Kansas City, unfortunately, is happening on the Kansas side of Kansas City, but that rebirth that they're experiencing. And so I think there's an acknowledgement from this governor and hopefully from a legislature that they've got to find some ways to help St. Louis, because quite honestly, anytime they would bring St. Louis up before, it was in a petty or a negative way to try to, you know, put it to St. Louis. And now I think there's hopefully some understanding that we've got to work with this region.
Yeah. I would like to ask Governor-elect Kehoe more about one of his big proposals is to have the state take over the St. Louis Police Department again, which I'm not for or against, but I just don't understand. I'd like somebody to tell me how that would make things better.
Well, I think people are reflecting on those years when the state controlled the police department and we didn't have some of the stuff that's going on now. I worked the campaign. I ran the campaign to get local control of the police department back here in St. Louis. It was a statewide campaign. People voted for us to be able to have that. And it makes sense. A city ought to have control of its own assets, and its police department being the most important. But I think the spiral that we've been in the last 5 or 10 years has caused people to have a nostalgic view of when the state ran the police department, and that maybe some of the politics wasn't there. And then, of course, we've lived through the whole defund the police movement and this progressive movement. And so I think there's been a snapback. It's not a possibility. It's going to happen. The state is going to take over control of the St. Louis Police Department. I think it will look very similar to what we had over a decade ago when it was set up that way. And whether or not it brings us changes, I don't know. But I think there is an acknowledgement from a lot of people that can't get much worse.
I don't know. Can always get worse. Hey, before we run out of time, yesterday was kind of an amazing day for those who are watching the coverage. But Jimmy Carter's funeral, 5 living U.S. presidents at his funeral. 5 of them just sitting there all together. It was quite a sight.
Yeah, these days don't only happen when there's funerals or inaugurations that we get to see the living presidents. And many times, you know, Jimmy Carter hasn't been able to go to the past several inaugurations. And, you know, it was startling to see them all there. I was listening to Ted Mondale give Walter Mondale's eulogy. And he was explaining the relationship that that Mondale had with Carter. And he said in a tweet or an interview later that it's awfully intimidating to explain the relationship that exists between a president and a vice president when every living one is sitting right there. It was majestic to get to watch, and then you couldn't help but get caught up in the political intrigue of seeing Donald Trump there, who's, you know, absolutely annihilated with his words every other one of those former presidents. And even as he was a former president, breaking a protocol that didn't exist in the past. So it made it a little more dramatic, if you will.
Yeah, and a man he has demonized and tried to oust out of the presidency with false lies about a birth certificate. He's chatting up Barack Obama. I thought, I would love to hear what they're saying.
And I thought President Obama, look, who knows how he must feel internally, but I thought he handled himself the way that we all would expect, with dignity and class. And it would be hard for me to sit there where a man questioned even my very citizenship, and now I got to sit there and be chummy with you.
It was funny, though. It was a Daily Show clip I saw on TikTok this morning, because while Barack Obama is kind of laughing at whatever Trump was saying to him, Kamala Harris turned around like somebody was talking in the theater, and the look on her.
She gave him them dark Brandon eyes, didn't she?
It was funny. I was like, okay, I wish that I was a fly on the wall in this front row.
And what was interesting in that same picture, almost directly behind Kamala Harris, was Al Gore, who, you know, lived through his own drama of stuff and felt like, hey, I should have been the president. And
it feels like this could actually be turned into a play.
Yes, right?
Like 12 Angry Men, but just, you know, the two rows of Jimmy Carter's funeral and the intrigue.
Exactly.
Going on. Anyway, what have you got coming up on the show?
Well, we're going to visit with John Hancock, hear what's going on down in Missouri. I'm going to check in with Roger Brand. Here's a man who's been covering traffic and snow for 30 years in St. Louis. I want to get his evaluation on how it all went down and what we might be able to do better in the future to avoid what we've witnessed the last couple of days.
Stay with us here on KMOX. It's 8:29.